This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Drilled in the air, deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Get out the tape measure for Seiya Suzuki. Deep fly ball to right center off the bat of Seiya. Back near the wall. Gone. Seiya Suzuki.
He is super deserving. There's great players all over the place. But Seiya's having an all-star year. There's no question about it.
Tough to parse out the words of one Craig Counsell describing Seiya Suzuki and what has been a great season, 25 home runs, that's a new career high, well before the All-Star break, 77 RBI, also a career high, and also the major league leading total as we continue the conversation about baseball. Here on Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. Mark, let's talk about it. Seiya Suzuki, should he be an All-Star, yes or no? Straight up. Should Seiya Suzuki be an All-Star? Should he be on the National League All-Star team?
Yes.
Okay, who are you taking off?
I don't know.
That's the thing. My whole thing with this whole snub thing and this idea that players are snubbed, you're either taking people off or you're changing the rules. Like, what is the method you would use?
I'm just saying he's good enough to be an All-Star. Okay. I understand how the All-Stars work. I understand that the fans vote on it. I understand, too, then that it's up to the manager to select. So quite honestly, Marshall, I don't get all bent out of shape over snubbery and snubs, but I can honestly say, yes, Seiya Suzuki has played well enough to be an All-Star, but I'm not doing the whole exercise of who you take off the list.
Well, lucky for you, I'm here.
Oh, Jesus.
And I've already done this exercise in my head, also on paper.
Now I can't leave.
I want to start with this. Seiya Suzuki has not had a better year than Shohei Ohtani. Would you agree with that statement?
Seiya Suzuki has not had as good of a year as Shohei Ohtani. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
sir. I agree with that.
I need you to follow me down the path.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I heard it correctly, so I said it again, and I say you are correct. Seiya Suzuki has not had as good of a season as Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Let's do this again.
Yes, sir.
Seiya Suzuki has not had as good a year as Kyle Schwarber.
Has not had
as good a year as Kyle Schwarber.
Is that true? I would say that he has had a better year than Kyle Schwarber. Yes. I'd say he's had a better year than Kyle Schwarber. Yes.
So let's talk about it. Schwarber, 27 home runs to say is 25. Okay. Looking at the slash line for Kyle Schwarber.
Here we go.
251 batting average.
Yes.
383 on base.
Yes. Very
a
good.
A 541 slug.
Okay.
So Seiya Suzuki, his 561 slug is better than Kyle Schwarber's 541 slug. His on-base percentage of 319, not as good as the 383.
Not as good.
His batting average of 263.
Better.
You know how to play the game. Let's go to OPS Plus. So the OPS Plus is 148 for Seiya Suzuki. It's 152 for Kyle Schwarber. Mm. You with that?
Okay. So we call that a wash?
It's close enough that you could take a look and be like, about the same.
Neither has pulled away from the other.
The WAR, 2.8
for Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
2.1 for Seiya Suzuki. Okay.
All right.
So what I'll say is there's a case that can be made.
Pretty close.
But I can't decisively say he's definitely had a better year than Kyle Schwarber.
That's close. But you're right. Yeah.
Okay. Let me point your attention to what I think is the biggest Cub snub going. Michael Busch is the biggest Cub snub going.
Okay.
Michael Busch should be on the National League All-Star team as a backup first baseman. And you're wondering, why am I so hot on Michael Busch compared to what we just talked about with Seiya Suzuki? The answer is simple. Michael Busch has been an absolute beast. And not just of late. And I'll say it like this. The reason he's not a National League All-Star, the fault resides in one man's hands. And that would be his manager, Craig Counsell. Because he didn't trust him against left-handed pitching enough. So he didn't get as many opportunities to prove himself. Let's start with this. Michael Busch ranks fourth amongst all major league first basemen with a .297 batting average. And you're thinking fourth. It's like, oh, there's three guys better, right? Let me keep going. On base percentage, he's second among all first basemen. In fact, he's 11th in all of Major League Baseball with a .384 on base percentage. His slug, first at .566 among all first basemen. In fact, he's fifth in Major League Baseball in slug. His OPS, first among all first basemen. In fact, sixth in Major League Baseball, and that leads the Cubs. There's some pretty good players on the Cubs to say, I have the highest OPS of anyone in the lineup. Kyle Tucker, Pete Kerr Armstrong, the aforementioned Seiya Suzuki. Home runs. Where would you guess he ranks among Major League first basemen in home runs? Michael Busch. Just guess.
Fifth?
Third. Only two off the pace behind Spencer Torkelson, and Pete Alonso. In war, he's at 2.7, just off the pace between Alonso and Matt Olson's 2.9. His adjusted OPS plus is 170. That's first among all Major League first basemen and also fifth in Major League Baseball. His weighted runs created plus, 166. First among all Major League first basemen and fifth in Major League Baseball. He should be a backup first baseman for the National League over Matt Olson. He has had a better year than Matt Olson. I think why Matt Olson was selected as the backup first baseman, reputation one, but also two, the games at Truist Park. Who does Matt Olson play for? The Braves. So Michael Busch, in my eyes, is a bigger snub than Seiya Suzuki. And I'm not saying Seiya Suzuki doesn't have a case. He's just a bigger problem.
You know what else I conclude from hearing all of that from you and well laid out? Impossible to disagree when you put it the way you just did. But guess what I also conclude from that is that Craig Counsell has done a great job with Michael Busch. That's the one part that I'll disagree with you on. You said that Craig Counsell is the reason.
I can't wait for this.
That Michael Busch is not an all-star because he doesn't have maybe the at-bats. He didn't bat against lefties a lot of the time. Look what the numbers are. Look at how great Michael Busch has been this year, to the point where you're saying this man should be, and if life was fair, if life worked the way it is supposed to, then Michael Busch would be an all-star. That says to me, whether people want to believe it or not, that Craig Counsell has used this player perfectly. He has put him in positions to succeed constantly and to boost his confidence for, again, a second-year player in Major League
And you're
Baseball.
Saying this because he refuses to play him against left-handed
I'm
pitching.
I'm saying that he has, I guess if you want to put it as refuses, I put it as this is what Craig Counsell thinks is best to put this player for this Cubs lineup in the best position to succeed, and it has worked. It has worked. Michael Busch has run up some massive numbers this year in Craig Counsell's lineup, to the point where you just told us for the last 5 minutes the reasons why Michael Busch should be an all-star.
That's a good take.
DC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You smile on my face, Grody?
Yeah.
That means you've just come right into my den, right where I wanted you to come to. I wanted you to come to that conclusion.
What conclusion? What conclusion?
Before I lay out my next evidence
that,
for you.
That Craig Counsell...
Yeah,
he's put him in a position to succeed.
Yeah. All right. This is Michael Bush's third season playing Major League Baseball, correct?
Is it second? Is it his third?
Yeah, it's his third season. He played a little bit 2 years ago. And yet last year
was his first full season. He played for the Dodgers?
Yeah.
He did. Okay. I barely remember that, okay.
It's his first.
I don't know why I thought last year he was a rookie, but.
Last year was his first full season.
Definitely his first full season. I just didn't know he had played for the Dodgers.
Can I give you some information real quick to just...
On last season?
Yeah.
Sure.
How about his splits from last year when, you know, he played against more righties because there's more right-handed pitching than there is left-handed pitching. Let me give you these splits. Against right-handed hitters last year, he hit .246. Against left-handed pitchers, he hit... Wait, make sure I'm looking at this right. .258. Last year,
how many left-handed pitchers did he face? By the way,
100 plate appearances against left-handed pitching,
and
last year.
Against righties,
.467.
Okay,
.467.
Okay. Yeah, .467.
So .567 total.
Okay.
His on-base percentage against righties, .336. His on-base percentage against lefties, .330. His slug against righties, .452. His slug against lefties, .382. If you add that up, you'll see a guy who has a nearly 800 OPS against righties. Against lefties, his OPS was still over 700. So a bit of a fall off, mainly because of the slug. But again, a higher batting average against lefties than righties last year.
But 467 at-bats against righties, smaller sample size against lefties. Yeah. So I can't buy into that.
You can't buy into a guy who hit .258 against lefties?
I mean, that's good.
Would you not say that maybe he should have been given more opportunities against lefties, period?
I mean, there's a case to be made for it even now, I suppose. But how can you argue with the hyper success that Michael Bush has had in this first half of the season with where and how Craig Counsell used the guy?
Because I can look at the hyper failure of the Cubs against lefties and say maybe if Michael Bush had been in there with his plate discipline,
maybe.
Oh.
No, I mean,
okay.
No, I mean, I'm not just trying to play devil's advocate here. I mean, this is one of those things, like, I get it. I understand. Like, we went through this with Albert Almora with Joe Maddon, and people were screaming, you've got to let this, stop platooning Albert Almora, you've got to play. Everybody was all over Joe Maddon, and in the end, Joe Maddon was right because he put Albert Almora in positions to succeed, and it just took everybody a long time to actually see the bigger picture. And I think that there is a bigger picture here with Craig Counsell and what he thinks and what he thinks he knows in the long run about Michael Bush. And maybe, guess what? I am open to it. I'm not against Michael Bush being in there every day. Trust me.
Sounds like you are.
No, I'm just saying.
In counsel we trust.
I'm saying that Craig Counsell put Michael Bush in a beautiful position all year to the point where you just laid him out as, from what I heard, a slap. could be the starter in the All-Star game, as well as you laid that out. Why? Because he was put in a position to succeed in this lineup by the manager, and with, it's not just the manager, the help of the other players and the hitters in the lineup. Lots of things have contributed to the success of Michael Busch.
Matthew Liberatore, does he pitch with his right or his left arm?
He pitches with his left arm, and he, yes, Michael Busch hit a home run off of Matthew Liberatore on Saturday in a game that the Cardinals beat the Cubs 8-6. I wrote it down right here in big ink.
Big ink, not regular.
Busch, HR off lefty Liberatore. I'm rooting for Busch. I'm writing down the evidence too. But I'm also saying that he's had an awesome half of the year. So to like go back and say, boy, if this guy deserved the chance to hit against lefties, how much better could he actually have been? Or did Craig Counsell just make him feel really comfortable in the lineup hitting against those right-handed pitchers for the most part?
Okay, but last year he hit against lefties fine. Would you give me that?
He did. No, absolutely. He did hit against. Because my argument is not to not have Michael Busch hit lefties even going forward. Again, the home run off of Liberatore is the third time now that I've mentioned it in the show. Going forward, maybe he does more. But to say, like, somehow Craig Counsell has unseated his opportunity to be an all-star, I got a problem with that.
Yeah, I think he affected what happened. Now, again, the Matt Olson pick is probably going to happen anyway because he's playing in his home ballpark. But I'm saying if there's an injury and they're like, oh, we need another bat,
there he comes.
Busch over Suzuki is all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
God, man.
And that's what I'm giving you here on Raheem and Harris's Mark Grody's In for Layla.
Such a great question.
Michael Busch has been snubbed, and he deserves to go to the All-Star game more than Seiya.
He's
Suzuki.
First up. He's first up.
Busch, in my mind.
Busch or Seiya. 312-644-6767.
Yeah, hit us. Let
Busch
us know what you think.
Or Seiya. Who's also more valuable to the Cubs?
Also, I'm going to go one further.
Okay, hit me.
There's another guy who's been snubbed more than Seiya Suzuki. Nico Horner.
Interesting.
Now, I say that.
Got a couple texters say that too, by the way.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple.
Oh, you got the text line now.
Well, I do. How about that?
You have the text line now.
Wait a minute. There was a great text today. Oh, wait. Grody, Almora didn't have the ability to hit three home runs in a game. Horrible take. No, actually, it's not a horrible take. I don't think that texter was watching Albert Almora that year or listening to the point that I was trying to make. We could go back and listen to the callers, and we could go back and listen to the opinions of people. People wanted Albert Almora to play every day for a long time. Joe Maddon knew that he would be exposed, and he was right about that. It's just another example. Different ball player. Yes, I agree. This ball player is better than that ball player, but I stand by it. So, Bears.
So, the other guy that I think has a better case, but he's a victim of the system, which allows one player from every team having to be represented in the All-Star game, is Nico Horner. Brendan Donovan was named the Cardinals' only All-Star, right? And Brendan Donovan has a more robust offensive palette, if you will, in terms of what he does from a power perspective. He's got an OPS that approaches 800. It's not even 800. It approaches 800. And Nico Horner, we know, didn't have any power until just a couple of weeks ago when he had a 3-home run week. But Nico Horner, what he does defensively with defensive runs saved and what he does with the speed, he's actually got a higher WAR than Brendan Donovan. And so because of that, I think he's more deserving. It's just the fact that the rules are the rules. So maybe the bigger question is, should we be looking at the rules here? My answer to that is no. I think the Midsummer Classic represents something, a chance for every baseball fan, no matter what team you follow, to see your team represented. It is an exhibition game in the truest word.
I also think, whether fair or not, probably not fair, because we can all look at the numbers of Nico Horner beyond the slug and the power and all of that. It's pretty hard in this day and age to put a guy on the All-Star team that had zero home runs up until the 3-home run barrage. You know what I'm saying? Like, just from, especially from a fan standpoint, if we're looking at that voting, and I know that we're not necessarily talking about that, it's hard to do that because most fans are still not going to look deeply enough into. We know about Nico, other people don't, because you have to dive a little bit.
Also, this is how Dan Uggla became an all-star in 2006. He played second base, and he hit bombs.
He did hit bombs.
If you hit bombs as a second baseman,
right.
You're going to go to the all-star
right,
game.
Like my guy Brett Boone back in the day. He hit bombs. Ryan Sandberg, he hit bombs at second base. You're right. Robbie Alomar, he hit bombs
Chase
at second
Utley.
Base. Chase Utley hit bombs at second. Joe Morgan hit bombs at second base.
So
Darwin Barney hit bombs. No, he didn't. Darwin Barney. Did Darwin Barney ever homer for the Cubs? Ever?
7-7-3 with a measured take. I know you enjoy those.
Oh, I do.
Neither answer is wrong. They both deserve the All-Star game. I don't think the major league leader in RBIs has ever not been an All-Star. That's wrong. Hank Greenberg, 1935.
Oh, really?
I'm going to tell you off the top.
But that's a good call by you, Marshall, but that's also a good point by the texter. That is odd to consider that the guy who leads the major leagues in RBIs is not going to the All-Star. I mean, that shows you that it's true. People don't take RBIs as seriously as they once did. It's true.
Yeah, because I think Hank Greenberg that year had almost 200 RBI.
He had 100 at the All-Star break. I want to know what can you do one of your deep dives on the snubbery of Hank Greenberg? What was going on? Can you read me the list and we'll go through the exercise you put me through earlier and try to figure out who is he going to replace, Grody? Who is he going to replace on that All-Star team if you're saying Hank Greenberg should be on the list?
I think the thing back then was maybe RBIs didn't have the effect. So he had 103 RBI at the All-Star break in 1935.
God, and he didn't make the All-Star
team? He finished
team?
The season with 170.
We live in a world where Brian LaHare made an All-Star team, and that guy can't get onto the All-Star squad with 100 RBIs?
By the way, that 103 was a record.
At that point in the season?
No, I think it still stands.
Through how many games? Through
whatever, I'm not sure how many games. That's a good question.
Yeah.
But he also had 25 home runs. He was hitting .317 at the time.
Okay, what happened here? What happened?
To make matters worse, he was snubbed by his own manager, Mickey Cochran.
Jesus.
Instead choosing
Cochran,
Lou Gehrig, and Jimmy Fox over Greenberg.
Oh.
So,
Lou Gehrig. Okay. But still, 103 RBIs in 1942, you say? Right?
Their stats weren't even close to Greenberg.
Wait,
Gehrig only had 11 homers and 51 RBIs. Meanwhile, Fox, 13 home runs and 50 RBIs. But he was only 24 years old, and in his eyes, he would have to wait because he was only 24.
Oh, my God.
He didn't make the All-Star team until 1939.
That's right.
So that's how that went. You wanted to know, so.
No, I did. No, I appreciate that.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
That's how that went.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.